My son is in the hospital, she murmured.
What?
He's in the ICU. Pancreatitis. Maybe that doesn't sound life-threatening to you, but for a boy like Nathan, it is. My son is sick, Officer Dodge. He's very, very sick. And the doctors don't know why, so my in-laws are blaming me. If they can make his illness my fault, they can take Nathan away. Then they'll have their grandson and the money all to themselves. Unless, of course, you help me. Bobby let his gaze drift down the length of her body.
And why would I help you?
She smiled. It was a fully feminine smile, but for the first time Bobby also saw a spark of emotion in her eyes. She was sad. Catherine Gagnon was deeply, horribly sad. She reached up a hand and delicately splayed her fingers across his chest.
We need each other, she said quietly. Think about the clerk magistrate hearing.
You know about the hearing?
Of course I know about it. The two motions go together, Officer Dodge. The custody battle is the foundation of the probable cause hearing. Basically, if I'm abusing Nathan, then you committed murder.
I didn't commit murder.
His fingers fluttered across his chest.
Of course. Just like I'm not the kind of woman who would ever dream of harming her son.
She leaned closer, her breath whispering across his lips.
Don't you trust me, Officer Dodge? You should, you know, because I have no choice but to trust in you.
Bobby had to get some air. He left the museum, cabbed it home, and stood like an idiot in the middle of his family room. Fuck it. He went for a run. Down G Street to Columbia Road, heading into the park where traffic roared by on his left and there was nothing but ocean on the right, exchanging the Heights for the Point, passing by the historic L Street bathhouse, and watching the homes go from tidy three levels to full-fledged mansions. He hit Castle Island where the wind gusted into his face and the ocean pounded the shore. Weather was wild here, the wind a physical force, shoving against him as he strained forward. He muscled his way around the stone walls of the old lookout, watching jets from Logan climb slowly into the sky, looking as if they were barely going to clear the island. Playground was here, kids out on the slide, bundled up against the weather. He ran around again, picking up the sounds of kids laughing as the notes danced across the wind. Lots of families were moving into South Boston. Used to be working-class kids walking up from the various housing projects to Castle Island. The families were more white-collar now, but the kids played just as rough. He headed home, his lungs working hard and finally clearing the fog from his head. Back in his house, he got out the yellow pages and, still dripping with sweat, started his calls. He found who he was looking for on the third try.
"We have a Nathan Gagnon admitted into the ICU," a hospital nurse responded to his query. "Brought in last night."
"Is he okay?"
"Well, we don't generally put the healthy ones in intensive care," the nurse sounded droll.
"I mean, what's his condition? I'm with the Massachusetts State Police," he rattled off his badge number.
"Serious but stable," the nurse reported.
"Pancreatitis," Bobby recalled. "Is that life-threatening?"
"It can be."
"In this case?"
"You'd have to talk to his pediatrician, Dr. Rocco," Bobby made a note.
"Has the boy been in before?"
"Few times. Again, officer, you should talk to Dr. Rocco."
Okay. One more question, if you don't mind."
The nurse seemed to think about it, then must have decided that she didn't mind.
"So?"